The subject which called media ecology refers to the use of ecological viewpoints and methods to explore and unravel the relationship between man and media, society and nature, and the nature and laws of development and change. As a new and independent subject, media ecology is crystallization of ecological wisdom of human beings in dealing with interruption relationship of human media society nature systems. It not only reflects the long process of human understanding of media ecological phenomena and media ecological laws, but also reflects the gradual accumulation and systematic transformation of human media ecological experience and media ecological knowledge. From the perspective of media ecology and the Internet, journal as a new media has a significant impact on the intermedia ecosystem. The biggest difference between the Internet and past media is that the audience has the dual identity of receiving information and disseminating information instantly. It can be said that the influence of audience behavior on the media ecosystem is online. Communication is broader and greater than before. So first, I want to talk about the special status and rules of online audience. And we also know in the past mass combination process, the audience is the end and destination of information. However, in the new media of the Internet, the original audience no longer passive accept and interprets information, but they can also become a disseminator of information while receiving information. And a man who named John Ford Clapper said that effects of mass communication. Mass communication general cannot be a necessary and sufficient reason to produce audience effects, but is more likely to be affected by various factors and influences and act through these factors and influences. In the traditional mass communication process, the disseminator of information and the receiver of information are at both ends. The dissemination media is the center of the communication activities, and the audience is the passive receiver in the end. So the development of the network communication has completely subverted the traditional single transmission reception relationship. So network users are no longer passively at the receiving end of communication activities, but can actively search for the information they need, so they can actively communicate with the communicator. And so interactive, but also can easily become a disseminator of information. And some audience even questioned the content of the media and re-report the incident through investigations and become reporters for the special media of the Internet, and they and themselves are also called audience. Therefore, the Internet audience netizen is not only the recipient of information, but also the publisher of the information. Both the consumers of the content and the producer of the content. this phenomenon is not only a challenge to the accepted media, but also a booster for strengthening public opinion, supervision, and increasing social transparency. In modern society, the participation of netizens' opinions is ubiquitous, and even in many cases, some typical incidents that have not been exposed by the media and the discoveries and report of netizens. If the past media was the ear, nose, and mouth of society, then the online audience as a special audience has deepened the strengthened these rules of the media. It seems that the details social issue cannot escape the sight of the special group of reporters. The influence of internet public opinions on the real society is self-evident. Understanding these behaviors, characteristics of online audience, and guiding the development of online public opinions is in a positive direction is of great significance to maintaining the ecological balance of media. So whether this dual identity of the online audience is progress of the media or a crisis, academic circle has received mixed reviews. The positive factor lies in the audience rules change reflects the openness of the current media and the progress of information dissemination. The enable the media to interact with the audience to the greatest extent, thus ensuring the freedom of public opinion and the rights of the audience. At the same time, this interaction between the media and its audience has also played a role in strengthening public opinion supervision and promoting social harmony For example, netizens play a very important role in exposing the corruption of government officials. On the other hand, it ensures that efficiency and breadth of information dissemination and strengthen world communication. In the report of coronavirus in the UK, the unremitting efforts of NHS medical staff and the love and the respect of netizens touch all people's heart. So the negative factors of this dual entity have also caused controversy. If the information is not carefully investigated and screened by the gatekeeper, some harmful or false information will follow into the society and cause bad efforts. So let's talk about analyze of the status quo of netizen. As an online audience, it generally has the follow basic charities: autonomy, initiative, virtuity, individuality, and the behaviors on the internet generally include browsing news, communication, pastime, and entertainment, self-experience, access to survive. And we also know they have three important shows, like the first is Anonymous physically, and the second is self-actualization, and the third is entertainment physically, physiologic. So in the end, I want to talk about that the internet is a double-edged sword, and the behaviors of online audience is also dual. On the one hand, the existence of online audience can promote the development of society in an ideal direction, but it will also bring some negative effects to society. It is necessary to try to transform the unfavorable side of online audience or netizen through research on online audience and promoted them contributions to the progress of real society. In a sense, online audience have played a role in supervision and promotion of social development. At the same time, netizen obtain corresponding network identities and network class, a reflection in the network society by participating various social affairs in the network society. This virtual belonging will also affect their value and behavior orientation in the real society to a certain extent. Thus, flowing from one class to the another, netizens are more and more involved in social affairs, and which plays a positive role in promoting the process of building a harmonious society and improving the efficiency of problem solving.